Hey, as
I just had to interrupt you.
Yeah. Began. Okay. This is Ryan Moran. If you haven't noticed,
Brian Daniel Moran.
Oh. Actually, and he's a good dude. Believe it or not.
Not Brian Daniel Moran. Ryan Daniel Moran.
So two guys walk into a pharmacy and buy itch cream.
What happens next?
That actually happened earlier. Okay. long story that we won't get into here.
We won't tell you what the itch cream is.
Ezra here for Smart Marketer, e-commerce all-star. And this guy is someone I consider to be the Conor McGregor, the Chael Sonnen, if you are a mixed martial arts fan. The polarizing... The polarizing figure in our community, willing to take a stand, willing to be extremely controversial, willing to alienate people with his viewpoints, which I think actually adds to your popularity, and
Thanks.
That's why you have such a rabid fan base. And he will be speaking at Smart Marketer e-commerce All-Stars in Austin, Texas on August 4th and 5th. And I wanted to kind of get you on the show. I actually came...
Say some controversial things.
Don't say anything too crazy, but you know, I came to your town. I'm actually using your video crew for this, so I appreciate that. Thank you. But I wanted to get you on my show.
Where are we? Whose apartment is this?
I want to introduce you to my community. I think some of them already know you, but could you give me a little bit of a background on kind of how you got into this game of physical products? Where did you come from, you know?
My mommy and my daddy loved each other very much, and they met in college.
Got it.
I got into the physical products world because I was selling digital products for years and hated every single minute of it.
Mm. But what about digital products?
I felt like I had to be something that I wasn't in order to sell products because they were all around my personality, right? And I didn't want to play that game anymore. So if you watch any of my stuff now, I don't consider myself controversial at all. I just consider myself very true to myself and my beliefs, and I'm willing to represent that. And I know not everybody shares those. So if you watch my personal brand or capitalism.com now, I feel very free to be that because I don't even take a salary from that. So I make all my money selling physical products.
Reinvest that money back into the snowball of that business.
Correct. So I make my money in my physical products, and I make a difference, I think, and I make an impact inside of capitalism.com on my personal brand. But I was selling the digital products, selling the business opportunity stuff because I was a really successful affiliate marketer for years. And there was a great time of learning how to market, learning copy and persuasion, learning video marketing, learning Facebook ads.
Storytelling, advertising,
right.
All the stuff it takes to make a brand go.
Right. Learning all those things, but I hated how I was implementing it.
Mm.
So I still have a mentor. His name is Travis. I credit him for being the reason that I'm successful. And he said... Thanks, Travis.
Shout out, man.
And he said...
What's his last name?
Travis Sago, S-A-G-O.
Okay, where can people, like...
He's been on the podcast, he blogs, he runs a website called bummarketingmethod.com.
Right.
So follow everything he does, do everything he says, it's all true.
Travis the bum.
Right, that's it, actually, yes.
Okay.
So that's how he marketed himself for a while. So Travis always said this phrase, he said, you know, what we know works so much better when you go outside of the marketing. Marketing the marketer's world.
Yeah, yeah.
So I tried my hand at physical products, and it grew faster than anything I'd ever done before because I was applying
oddly,
a little bit of marketing. To
we happen to be marketing to marketers right now, just saying.
Oh.
Just kidding.
I didn't know. You didn't try that.
So you moved outside the industry of business opportunity. You moved outside the industry of information publishing and started leveraging that skill set that you developed towards physical products. Did you go right away to Amazon? Because in my mind, you're the Amazon guy. You know what I mean? Like, you help people grow Amazon brands. You're super savvy when it comes to Amazon businesses.
Which is funny because I hate being... I try not to pigeon my hole.
You don't want to, definitely don't want to pigeonhole.
You do not.
Yeah. It's controversial, okay? I told you.
That's why I'm the Brock Lesnar of our...
Conor McGregor. So you went straight to Amazon?
I did. Yeah, so I launched... I mean, I've always built my businesses around a primary channel. So in digital products, it was affiliates and ClickBank.
Right.
Or if it was... As an affiliate marketer who sold some other products, it was Google SEO.
I
always learned some sort of a channel. And so when I went into physical products, okay, where are all the buyers for physical products? They're on Amazon. Now, I have products now in over 1,000 retail stores around the country, And
you've expanded the channel for the brands that you've developed.
But it always started with one. And I think if you learn one really well, you can take those customers, and those then serve as the foundation for the leverage that you'll have for all of these other places.
And when are we talking now? 5 years ago?
I took my first physical product sale on June 5th of 2013.
And you, that's actually, so four years you've been going like almost to the date,
right?
Minus a month here. You recently sold a business, and I think that's a really interesting experience as a business owner to have. I've sold businesses. What was like one thing or two things that you learned from that kind of changed the way that you look at business after having sold a company?
I've sold several physical products businesses, and I have also acquired physical products businesses. And what's interesting, I've been on both sides, and the mindset shift that I've had is that everything that you do in your business matters more than just the profit margin that you take home. Because it's you're also adding to an asset rather than just what product am I going to sell that's going to make an incremental amount of profit. There's also, does this affect the brand and the equity that's being built in this brand that I will ultimately sell?
Sure.
And that matters. And sometimes the answers conflict with one another. So selling the next product that might add to the profit margin, does it alienate some customers who are used to buying a certain type of product from us and therefore might not return and therefore will decrease the overall sale value? So building a business that cash flows is much, much different than a business that we want to build and sell.
Interesting. Let's take a pause for a second.
Fine. So we could have said, well, we're teaching so much good stuff that we're attracting a crowd.
People are showing up. Ryan's a big fan of scissor hands. He just just goes around scissoring the air, right? if he just gets excited about something, scissor.
That's why I'm the.
Let me ask you, Ryan. When you look at where Amazon is headed as a channel, and what, because a lot of my subscribers are successful Amazon business owners or folks who are just starting on Amazon, like in the 2017 conversation of Amazon, what do we need to be thinking about? Are reviews still what's most important? Kind of like, where is this conversation around Amazon businesses right now?
Yeah, so let's rewind 3 years. 3 years ago, when Amazon's in this wide open West period, the game was, where do you rank for keywords? How do you maximize your conversion rate for those keywords and capture as much of the pie as possible?
Yeah.
That's the game 3 years ago.
Sure. Old school search engine optimization 2006.
Absolutely. And it worked like a champion for many, many physical product sellers. Today, the game is how do we make this pie as big as humanly possible? Mm. And there are two ways to do that. One is Amazon is rapidly increasing the pie, and they're doing all of these things like Amazon exclusives, like Amazon Vendor and the new
Prime Day.
Right. All these different places to get plugged in, the new advertising channels that they're plugging in, the things they're trying to do and failing with Amazon Echo, but all these places where Amazon is bringing in new buyers to the pie. That's the first. The second is how do you bring new people into your ecosystem? And to me, that is where brand building happens, and that can be through. I've said this publicly, and it always falls on deaf ears, so I will just keep giving it out until somebody proves this model. The biggest opportunity that no physical product sellers are doing right now is buying traffic into an email follow-up series and sending that traffic to Amazon.com, because Amazon still will reward you bringing new traffic to their channel.
So you're leveraging,
they want to increase that pie too.
Pinterest, Facebook, Instagram to generate subscriber base who's interested in a particular product.
Solo ads, affiliates, any search engine optimization.
Leveraging that to build your Amazon brand.
To getting the lead capture and then sending them over to the Amazon listings in order
which
to
works actually, you know, we've launched several products on Amazon by taking a subscriber list that we have and just mailing them, hey, we launched a new product, getting our sales and our reviews from a community of people who know, like, and trust us.
Right.
It's actually really smart.
So turning a buyer into a review.
So now treating Amazon as sort of a core channel, because it is a lot of people who shop there, and leveraging the skill set of direct response to build a brand and community and then have them go and buy from you on Amazon. But you were just talking about this t-shirt, by the way, which by the time this post might be available on your Amazon channel, right? You're going to sell that on Amazon as a channel. You're going to leverage the community that you have at capitalism.com and send them to Amazon.
We already have the audience. To us, this is an audience engager. I mean, Gary Vee wears this shirt publicly. People wear this and post, like, they take selfies of it and put it on social media. This is an audience builder for
us. Yeah. Is there something on the back? There is.
Oh, it says, it says Freedom Fastlane on it. It says, the Undertaker of our industry. That's what it says.
So, the Undertaker. You don't want to be the Undertaker. That guy was like, he was always losing the championship.
Whoa. Hold on. What?
He was coming out of the urns, you know what I mean? The Paul Bearer thing was ringing. He had like.
You just called the Paul Bearer thing? You just called him the manager of the.
Okay, whoever he was. I don't know. I wasn't that educated on The Undertaker, but.
Then you can't knock
it. Yeah, okay. All right. I apologize, Undertaker fans out there. I'm more of an Ultimate Warrior guy myself. But,
Where were we?
Okay.
Oh, right. So selling spandex on the internet.
So. Listen, you're coming down to Smart Marketer E-Commerce All-Stars. Yeah. I'm very excited about it. Thank you for agreeing to speak. Yeah. You will be talking about the latest and greatest of how to grow Amazon businesses, or so I hope, or anything you want, actually. We have not discussed your subject matter.
Let's leak a couple things. Okay. So first of all, there are new advertising opportunities that exist on Amazon.com that not a lot of people are testing.
Hmm.
One of them is live video inside of Amazon.
Interesting.
Meaning like QVC style. Like being able to live broadcast video on Amazon.
On your Amazon channel and then amplify that?
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah. So like that's one of the areas. The other areas are new places where they're rolling out more deals.
Got it.
Like lightning deals and best deals and these things that are high traffic pages. We had one actually get listed on the front page of Amazon.com. Not like a category page. I mean, you go to Amazon.com and our product is there front and center.
By leveraging one of these new sort
Correct.
Of deal channels.
Yeah. So like that was our record day, right?
Wow.
You screenshot that all over the place,
for
right?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. That's
right?
Big.
I mean, imagine for, I used to.
There is a group of people celebrating them.
I used to imagine, you know, what if I could just get one of my sites, if Google.com were to redirect for an hour to one of my, now Amazon.com is actually featuring brands like ours.
Wow.
On the front page, and all of us have that ability now. It used to be, you know, who do I need to flirt with in order to get Walmart to have you walk into Walmart and have my
can you
and now
you quickly
can do that on Amazon.
Yeah, give me a sort of just like a 30-second or even like a 10-second example of what you flirting with Walmart might look like. Imagine I'm Walmart.
Okay, so you're one of the old guys that is like,
we may not be able to post this, actually. Don't do it. I take it back. Ryan Daniel Moran will be at Smart Marketer E-Commerce All-Stars. Thank you so much for coming on your show, which is now my show. I appreciate it.
Are we shaking hands at the end of the interview?
Or how do you want to do it? You want to,
like,
what do we,
like a Donald Trump press conference.
You never let go of it. What do you want to,
make Amazon great again?
What do you, how do you end it? What do? You do this one? Remember this one? One, two, three. Just don't explode the rock. Never explode.
Well, I can't explode. I'm not.
Bring it right back in. Here's what you can do. You could jellyfish. Okay? Or if you want, you could snail.
Oh, that's a good one.
Right?
No,
you could you could toilet paper.
And you see?
Here you could turkey.
And that's why you're the,
but you never explode.
The toilet paper of our
industry. I'm not that. this guy. Are we still continuing?
Yeah, we can keep going. So I made my money. Like I made everything I have as a result of being able to leverage outside traffic and bringing that to Amazon to focus on optimizing that as your storefront to build a brand and then being sellable brands. So we have students that, as a result of following the model, are selling businesses for $2 million, $7 million, $9 million, $15 million, $16 million, $20 million, $19.7 million. That's just me.
Do you even lift, bro?
Yeah, I do.
No, I just noticed those.
But. Oh, I have actually have a lifting brand. One of our students has a lifting brand just sold for $4 million. So, yeah, I'm a student. Or I'm a customer of
this stuff.
I think if the goal is building a sellable and a scalable brand, that is how you do it, and Amazon is a piece of that. But It's not, like, I hate the words Amazon business because I think that means I don't have a real business.
Sure.
It has to be leveraged with the direct response that you teach, the branding stuff that I teach, and when all of it comes merging together, that's
now you have a brand.
That's when you have a real business that private equity funds and Silicon Valley groups all want to buy and partner with, and that's where we're really ahead of the curve.
I love it. Well, if you want more of this and you want details on how to actually implement the stuff he's talking about, come to my event, Smart Marketer E-Commerce All-Stars.
You should actually do everything. Everything he says actually works.
Good stuff. You've been hanging out with me. We do this stuff, you know, and we love it. And we'd love to meet you in person, hang out with you. And we will actually end this now. So we won't shake hands or anything. Yeah, we'll just kind of rub elbows. Thanks for watching.
Also, Austin is one of the most beautiful cities in the country, and everybody moves here after they visit. So you should just come down, come to the event.
You're never going to stay. You're never going to leave.
Yeah, and you'll just stay forever. Yeah. That's what I did. Yeah, came to a marketing event like yours.
Never left?
And I never left Austin.
Wow. Be like Ryan. That's going to be a good one. Yeah.